For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Yes, it's Thursday morning already. We're finishing the month of November. Unbelievable, isn't it? But it's here. We're gearing up, and we invite you to join us for what will be tomorrow night, November 30th, for our Hands and Feet Outreach to the Homeless. We're partnering with Victory Fellowship Church for this, and we're very excited. We have ministry partners who have helped us purchase 240 pairs of gloves and 180 pairs of socks and 200 portions of jambalaya. And then we've got really a big old crowd going to come and just minister life. People from Victory are going to be singing. We have workers who are going to be handing out food. I'll be teaching a little bit down there. It's just going to be a tremendous outreach for the homeless. And we invite you to join us. We'll be meeting down there at 5:30 at the New Orleans Mission. And then December the 7th, our Christmas luncheon daytime is $26. Get a fabulous lunch. We'll be at Metairie Country Club. We've got a full house already in there, but there's room. We booked two banquet rooms this time. And we just want to be a blessing. Brothers and sisters, you know, the older you get in Christ, and when he does such a work in you, all you want to do is be a blessing. So, you know, lest it sound like, you know, we're so wonderful. It's God. It's a God thing. God works himself inside of us, and all we want to do is bless. So we can do that in many ways. We bless through giving. We bless through teaching. We bless through being the hands and feet of Christ, the best way we know how. We bless. We just try to do meetings all around the place to bring the word of God. So we would love for you to join us. And that's December 7th at Metairie Country Club. So obviously I'm going to take this teaching into 2 weeks because there's just so much rich truth to why did Jesus come. But I'm getting through it. Number one, we talked about the sin problem. Number two, we talked about how he conquered fear. The angel said, don't be afraid. I got good news, you guys. There's a Savior born now, a deliverer, a preserver, a prince of peace, not turmoil. And the word peace there, peace of God, prince of peace, is E-I-R-E-N-E. That means to be knit together. This God so desires to be knit together with you. You call his name Emmanuel, God with us. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. And I found this quote from last year's teaching that I just love. And I do believe I'm to put it out there for someone right now. But it's out of the Message Bible, and it's Psalm 34:18. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, he's going to help you catch your breath. Isn't that great? That's out of the Message Bible, Psalm 34:18. Talk about Emmanuel. If it's getting to be kind of lonely, you know, for you at this time of year, you don't have to be lonely. If you're kicked in the gut, Emmanuel, God with us, is right there. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says God is near to the brokenhearted. He's near to you right now. If you have that kicked in the gut feeling, he's near. Call out to him. Call upon him. What a season. Man, what a season to be born again. What a season to say, Jesus, I hear all the Christmas carols, and to recognize they're because they are announcing the birth of our Savior. Do you remember when that happened to you the first time? I remember the first time Christmas carols became alive to me because I was saved. I had my eyes opened to why those carols were written. In fact, I remember this. I'm just now thinking of this. Chris Tomlin one time talked about Christmas carols, and he said, really, they were at one time worship songs. And boy, I believe it when you look at those wonderful lyrics. When my time is up, I want you to join me tomorrow as we continue Why Did Jesus Come? Thank you for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.